A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, December 21st, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the nation's number one sport, soccer. And of course, there was a chaos at Zifa after the firing of national team coach Kalisto Pasua.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the firing and then the reinstatement of national team coach Kalisto Pasua.
Zifa President Philip Chiangwa has publicly apologized to Warriors coach Kalisto Pasua and his technical team. In a statement issued after the executive committee meeting, Chiangwa reaffirmed the association's commitment to bring back the glory days to soccer, which has taken a beating, owing mostly to mismanagement.
Chiangwa said in the statement, and I quote, "Zifa would like to unreservedly apologize to members of the football fraternity, members of the Zifa Congress, players, coach, Mr. Kalisto Pasua, his manager, Mr. Gibson Mahachi, the Warriors technical team, members of the media, and all interested stakeholders for the unfortunate disturbances that characterized the senior national team's African Nations Championship or CHAN preparations. The Zifa Executive Committee also resolved that Pasua be given a contract of employment as soon as possible." This was, of course, in response from pressure exerted by the government and also the soccer-loving community after Pasua had been unceremoniously booted out. Gibbs.
And Blessing, I guess it's not yet clear whether Pasua is coming back or not, and whether he's going to accept or say goodbye to Zifa. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Of course, shortly before coming on air, I did talk briefly to Mr. Chiangwa about the position of Pasua, and he referred me to one of the board members, that is Edzai Kasnawu. Unfortunately, we could not get in touch with Edzai to ask about the latest at Zifa. And of course, in other sports news, Gibbs, Sepp Blatter, he has been suspended for eight years. And of course, Blatter was the FIFA boss. He blamed the US for the eight-year ban handed down by FIFA over ethics violations. Today, an apparent jab at a federal investigation responsible for several indictments of officials from soccer's international governing body. And this is what he had to say. "If we had awarded the World Cup in 2022 to the US, we would not be here," Blatter said in Italian at a media conference. Blatter was found guilty of violating FIFA's ethics rules, allegations that centered around a 2 million payment Blatter approved for Michel Platini, a FIFA vice president and head of the Union of European Football Associations at the time. Platini, once the former front runner to replace Blatter, also received an 8-year suspension. This is what is happening in the world of football today.
Yeah, football is a very funny kind of sport at times, you know, because it's one of the most beautiful sports on earth, you know, but those that run it, at times you tend to question their character. But anyway, that suspension is a suspension. So, ngalifuntini ngene uhlelo khona manje zulukandaba, siyalikhumbuza ukuthi lamhlanje sixoxa ngokwenzakala khona ngale kuZifa. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke ngolwesine kuZifa khona ngale, baxotsha umnumzana uPasua, labanye angani uqeqetsha labo ku-Warriors, kumbe ngithi iqembu lama-Warriors. Yes, sizwile ke umnumzana uPhilip Jangwa sithi uxolo kuphambanisekile ungani kade kusenziwa engekho. Ngakho ke sokumele ke abiselwe uPasua emsebenzini. Asikwazi ke ukuthi umnumzana uPasua yena uza kuvuma yini ukuthi abuyele, kodwa kade kufake ukuthi kumele nxa ukuthi ebuyela athole icontract njalo kuxoliswe sibili umuntu azitshaye phansi ngedolo. So lokho kuxoliswa ukutshaya phansi ngedolo sokwenzakele. Sokusele kuphela icontract. Mwana kunjalo mfowethu.
Onguka hamadzadiwa nasi tinauti tinge tichitarisa nezviri kuitika munhabvu. Takanyanyotarisa pazvanga zvichiitika kana zviri kuitika kuZifa uko. Tiri kunzwa kuti sechikumbiro chachaitwa navaPasua vanga vatiwo vasati vadzorwa vanenge vachida kuti Zifa ikumbire riregerero pane zvinhu zvakawanda wanda zvanga zvataurwa pavakadzingwa vachipomerwa mhosva yekuti vainge vaine vamwe vatambi vavanodyidzana navo vanosvika gumi nevatanhatu kana kuti 16 asiwo vari kuti aiwa handi chokwadi kune vatambi vana chete vari pasi pamanager wavo vamahachi kwete 16 vanga vataurwa neZifa asi pamashoko ari kuburitswa neZifa iri kuti iyo iri kuvapa a contract itsva. Gibbs, I think we have
yes
our first guest and that's a sports commentator Ezra Chisa Spanda. Mr. Spanda, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. Good evening, Mr. Kids.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much. And you heard the latest from Zifa. Mr. Chiangwa has issued a statement apologizing to Coach Pasua and the entire technical team and also Zimbabweans at large. What is your take on the developments at Zifa?
A lot of people got excited when the new Zifa board was elected. And the Zifa board itself appears confused. I'm really disappointed by the statement from the President Chiangwa apologizing and saying we are reinstating Kalisa Pasua when 3 days ago he instructed that Mr. Pasua should be removed or sacked. And in the eyes of the world, in the eyes of the people, it clearly shows that the gentleman has no clue on how to run the football in this country. There's no FA or the president of the FA who should be speaking to the public and telling the people that because of the demands from the stakeholders or from the supporters or from the government, we are reinstating Kalisto Pasua. It's not normal. You can't have it anywhere in the world where a president succumbs to pressure from a coach and demands that the coach should be brought back and actually show a sign of begging. He's setting a wrong precedent who will have problems in future with coaches. You cannot do that. They should have asked Mr. Pasua if he still wanted to continue coaching the Zimbabwe national team without, at the moment, he's threatening, he's refusing to sign. As I'm talking to you, he hasn't signed. He has been offered a contract, as far as I'm concerned, but he has refused. He's holding the nation at ransom. He did it before. He continues to do it. He will do it in future. Mr. Pasua, if he really loves Zimbabwe, he loves the nation.
Unfortunately, we got cut off, but Mr. Sbandase there was explaining that, in fact, Mr. Pasua has not signed the contract. But, of course, we also tried to get in touch with Mr. Pasua. Unfortunately, was not picking up his calls. Gibbs.
Yeah, we've got some messages on Facebook. One of them is from Nyari Chikonga, who says, Pasua is very right in demanding a contract. Those people at Zifa are totally unpredictable. And then Vincent writes, there must be a signed contract before anything happens, because Zifa is untrustworthy. And then we've got VPs who says, what is going on in Zifa? So there's so much confusion there. And then we've got Eddie who writes, Chiangwa was on leave. He should have continued to be on leave. Mm-hmm. Most probably says he should not have returned from leave, right? Then I've got Wanda Rupoko, who says, Chiangwa head coach assisted by Mr. Omeke Sbanda are actually destroying soccer in Zimbabwe. So then we've got Nelson, who says, you know, the confusion that is there stems from Mr. Omeke Sbanda. So hopefully Mr. Sbanda and others are going to call us, and we've been looking for them, right? So we hope they're going to join us very shortly. Let's take a caller, Blessing. One of the callers is from South Africa, Umnumzana Nkomo. Baba Nkomo, ungachana njani kona ngapha?
Isene ubachwele.
Hayi mbijana kunjani Jose?
Hayi Jose kuraitwa.
Ikhisimusi phela andikuqalele kumele undubezele izwithi la.
Hayi ungifake di address lekumele.
Yenza kudiyeta light. So ungathini ke ngodawulo lesifa?
Hayi ibhola leZimbabwe vele angeke landawo ngoba one lapha ma-ground. Two ama-players awekho. Three abantu sebekhethwe laphana kuzifa ibhola kabalaza akuhamba likhahlile. Four vele akulalutho kwamanje asimeni kancane sibele good government. Kube la ma-ground. Ma ukhumbula isikhathi sabo-Allospongela labo-Stuart Mrisa, abo-Peter Ndlovu, labo-Ronsowa. Kwakula ma-ground ayi-right laphana eleloni. Okwamanje badlalela egangeni abantu babethu vele akula bhola vele esingalidlala okwamanje.
So kodwa
ye
nxa usukhangele Baba Nkomo, uPasua umqeqetshi omkhulu sibili uxotshiwe wathiwa ndoda phuma uhambe, kodwa waphinde wabizwa futhi sokuthiwa hayi siyaxolisa siphambanisile ukuthi simxotshe. Kambe kuyini khonokho?
Angithi uxotshiwe abantu abangasibhola. UPasua kudala edlala ibhola siyamazi, edlala iDynamos ibhola uyalazi. Ukuthi sithethe sadobha nje abantu estreetini vele abangazi ibhola zabafaka laphana. Yikho vele kufuze bekwenze ngoba abakho professional ibhola abalazi.
So kumele kwenziweni manje kolapha Nkomo? Nathi uhlupula.
Okay, asifakeni amantonje abo Moses Chunga, sikhiphe zonke izibili zesingadlala ngibhola, sifake uMoses Chunga, oPeter Ndlovu, bonke nje ama-senior players wona kudynamos lakukale ndaba o-Capes United kube yibe abarani ibhola leZimbabwe ngoba balazi uhlupho lebhola ukuthi lufunani nothi kuyadobha umuntu esitaladeni vele ade ngazinek sengazange wakhahlela iplastiki liyemfaka ebhoreni ithi ibhola lethu lingathuthuka yikudlala unless sifake abantu bona bembaqambayo ama-ex players abadlala kunational team yabo ochawanda ngazimbe basaphila abafakwe khonapho labo memory mchira woke zviri paiponke abafakwe. Sikhipheni zonke lezi zinto ezigcwele lapho vele zingadlala ngibhora sifake eplastikini le.
Kodwa phela siyakwazi ukuthi uCarlos Jule phela uzamile lo James Takabata ukuthi bangene khonaphana phela badlala ibhola, kodwa abasaphumanga kuhle. Awuboni nje ukuthi
abantu abanye bade bephethe ibhora legavumente yephethe ilizwe akuna ma-ground badlalela ezikwakweni. Konke khonokho ama-factors vele ayenza vele singaphumeleli. Angeke saya ndawo ngama-ground lawa esinawo lapho ngunikeza 20 years from now. Angeke saya ndawo ngabantu bona beli bafakile abangazi ibhora ngunikeza 20 years from now. Sizaze siyetshiya kunjalo.
Kodwa ke pho ke nxa singani siyaqhubeka siya phambili, uPasua kaphume sibili ahambe ngokubona kwakho?
Hayi uPasua kahlale uzohlala kwamanje, but vele ibhola lona lithela mochaka from kuma-grassroots vele abantu bezibedlayele ebhuqwini okungala ma-ground esiwabona njengalapha e-South Africa. Baba
akubatshele Nkomo kona ngalesifo, akubatshele okufuna
Nangiti kapa pume bonke unge no chunga la pano rezameni la umatindo churuga bonke la panama experts bonke abadlala la kukefs united bonke la abavalezi male zava abadle ngale ngoba asizwe vele ziphutu ibhora lethu bese ngicela ukuthi ngiphume kancane ngane mvuthi ngiphine ngale lapha
kuluma sesu
ngibulala laba bathi bona kule unity kusasa unity day aso unity day izanu yayibulala abantu phambi kwamehlo wami izapha izanu yabulala abantu
kodwa ngase singakwenza
ngkomo hayi robo umkomo
bathi
zwana buya ngapha sisayin unity abantu abasayin unity abantu ababesilwa bayi 2 umuntu wayibulala abantu
akuzwe ngkomo
so abantu laba ngicela i dynamo siya ilenda zoyi 2 singadlala kuyikhapu lokuthiwa i unity kungcolile ngoba celebrator igazi lana ababebulala abantu ngo 1983 ngegugurawuntu angizonda abantu beharare ngizonda bona bababe-active bulala abantu lalaabaababesasa
siyabe sikhulumabona sizalihlala phansi sishaye udaba lolu phela ungaqedi konke phela nkomo anti kumele uchaye mbijane uthiye okunye so sizaxoxa ngalo um siyakudinga sibili sikhuluma ngakhonokho otherwise siyabonga kakhulu nkomo
ngicela undinge kusasa ngifake mo-input
ya sizakudinga ye siyabonga
silahlekile lapha ekhaya.
Yes, siyakudinga kakhulu Nkomo, sibongile kakhulu baba.
Ngiyabonga.
Yes, so according to Mr. Nkomo, Zifa leaders are clueless about leading soccer, you know, and he says the grounds, soccer grounds, used to be good, you know, that green kind of, you know, situation. Now they're dusty balls. And he says you can't get some street boys to run soccer. It's an head off. And according to him, there are players, former players like Moses Chunga, Peter Ndlovu, Memori Mchirahowa, you know, all those guys who can come and, you know, do some difference, you know, is, you know, because these other guys that are in don't know what they're doing. Yeah.
Let's go back to Mr. Spanda. Ezra, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Yes. You were saying Pasua might be wrong in holding out for a better contract from Zifa. But is he not right in making sure that he gets a proper contract? Because I think you know what has been happening at Zifa. Many coaches have been complaining. Ian Goroa, Nomen Mapeza, Raman Gumbo, you name them, Chidzambwa. They are still owed a lot of money by Zifa. Is Pasua not right to make sure that he gets a proper contract?
Raman Gumbo had a contract with Zifa. Charles Mshaur had a contract with Zifa. Norman Lopez had a contract with Zifa. So was Martin Mendoza. The contract doesn't work at Zifa. What is important is, will you receive the payment? Will you get your salary? A piece of paper, you've been seeing what is happening at Zifa. People going to take property, selling them. They've got contracts, but one thing, they haven't got their money back. They've got the contract. The contract doesn't work at all. What Pasua needed to do, Pasua needed to go to the CHAN and play the tournament. Maybe have a contract to play for the CHAN. Because he played under Cuthbert Dewey for 10 months without any salary. These guys are in office less than 2 weeks, and then he's holding them a ransom. He's holding the national ransom by sending so many demands, demanding that he needs money, he needs this and that, and all that. He didn't demand that before during Cuthbert Dewey's time. Yes, he tried to boycott the Malawian camp. Mr. Pasua, he's a good coach. He's my friend. I love him. But I don't believe someone should hold the national ransom demanding money. Zifa itself is failing to organize itself. Zifa, the board already, they are showing cracks. They are showing signs of division. The president itself, Mr. Chiang, was in South Africa. And then he orders people to act. At the same time, he goes on to issue an apology. Why an apology? What apology? What for? You're a president. You're running football in this country. You don't apologize for your mistake. You own up to your mistake, but you don't apologize. For what? When you know exactly the reason why you fired or you expelled Mr. Pasua. What I'm not hearing from this paper, it appears confused, and there's a lot of people there. People seem not to know exactly what is going on. They appear confused, all of them, all board members.
Yeah, masikhangela baba Spanda, siyabona lapho ukuthi uPasua njoba sebiziwe asikwazi ukuthi kuhamba njani wena amakhemkhem uze kuthiwa kuthiwani khonapho kuhamba njani
ama-MM athophoswa uthi ufuna izimali amanye besithi ufuna ama-6,000 isalary emonth, abanye besithi ufuna lokho ngoba sebonile ukuthi kakula abanye abaceceshi kakula abanye ama-coaches akhona azathatha intsuku zemisikhundla sakhe. Yikho-ke manje sebambulunzela-ke ehamba nalo kwabo kuthiwa ngumahate okuthiwa yi-agenti yakhe. Azange ubone iyabukela ibhola emhlabeni wonke o-Ronaldo o-Rooney bonke abanatrend awuzange ubone i-agenti sia i-association ithina nangizipepeni ikhulume into ezinjalo i-agenti umuntu ophathileyo kufana ligoda lakho ngaye lithola ligele mangizipepeni lisithi mina ngifuna imali e-client yami ikanga ngihapen that way a-lawyer or an agent to respect our game they should do those things in discreet in privacy not to go to papers. Look at now these papers, the so-called government papers, everyday headlines, people fighting here, a source in deeper, they are selling each other, they are fighting, and there you are, there is Mahachi there, talking all the nonsense about what is going on, we need the entertainment money. It doesn't happen that way. Respect the game, respect Zimbabwe, respect our country, and respect the sport itself. You cannot do that.
Okay, we'll come back to you, Mr. Sibanda. I think we're getting both try going down. Mkoma Edwin Magadi. Watiripo, murukuona senya ye Zifa na Pasua.
Okay. Acho kutana ndo kutenda chiyango we apology hapa kuna mana. But doku ya asina kuita ya just was na makoji za aranda. But then, chuchu omeji tepa na kuzia nchukutika. Nasi was the same member, ani mwela uchengita. Saka zezu anu nchaka na kati manda marizi ureki zeta robata. Kuleta ndo kubasa, kumbata kuchirika mbrika yake. Then when I used to get people so hard, demand a mariachi, double thing, half a year, then you were getting it right, wrong. One later, Hawaii is wrong, then that's one, that's a bad.
Saga, no, Saga Murguti, Paso are right, Paku demand a mariachi.
Paso are right. What is the first of this? So, Yamari, when you know that you should get a bad, I haven't got to say the mariachi. I don't know if you're going to be.
Edwin. Edwin, you heard him loud and clear.
Yeah.
He said, we don't eat patriotism. You know, he says, Pasua is not doing charity work at all. He has a family and he has to be paid accordingly. And he's also saying that, you know, most of the coaches are like Mshaura are still owed by Zifa, something that is not good. So he's saying Pasua is right. Tinemwe mtereri, eva tanyara makadi. I want to say, Murgo, and I say, Zifa, Navapasua, is 39.
The candidate Zimbabwe, you can almost have run over to Munagata Sangwa, Munasinam Chokos,
Vatanyara regaitedze kukufonerai bank foni yenyu iri kunedza regaitedze kukufonerai bank kana kuti muvhai muve pamuri ipapo munogona kumbofamba here
traffic
I think you heard what he's basically saying. He's saying you cannot mix football and politics. Mr. Chiangwa is a politician, certainly not a football administrator. We hope we'll be able to get back to him.
That's right.
The phones are a bit problematic today.
Yes, he's okay. Utumnunzano Sipo Nube Utini, Kulangalake, Gwele Zimbabwe. Baba Nube, Uchona Jan. Nyapira kunjani ke Ncube?
Hayi
mbijana mbijana kutshova njani kona ngapha emtshabezi sigazi ukuthi bamdobhe ngapha
izantiyo yawathi vele iyakwazi ukuthi kunini okufunayo kwampana kusuka kanjo. So ngabantu abavele bedinga imali olalo kanjo. Omega umuntu wazi ukuthi nalabantu I don't know why. Wazi Omega ufuna ukudla, alright, kakarogo. But uyujakalo elithi ngikhoth lo uthamba lo lokhu nje.
Ngupazu?
Ngupazu. Ngupazu is very good. Kati yanti yenze kuhle wabisa i-team lapho efunwa khona ngabantu. Hayikhona efunwa nguye. Hayikhona efunwa nguChiangwa. UChiangwa uthe votelwa ngalabade ebathengile lolukhuzeni lalo Omega. Uzelwa sithi uthiya olukhuzeni upaswa ezele i-team eseyipasise ukuthi iyafika lapha iyakhona nje. So akuvele ukuthi mina ebela at the end of the day yona umuntu usemqeda because ipaswa kala mali iyakubona konke la it's not that good but ithina into esiyifunayo ezimbabweni sifuna i-soccer forward not money sifuna i-soccer ihambe forward abantu sithi siyisapota sikwazi ukuthi sisapota into esebenzayo ayikhona into engasebenziyo singoba nxa singena ama-ground sibhadala imali siyabe sibhadalela ithimu enjenge-highland ukuthi siyayisapota ukuthi ibe yithimu ephakamayo kusasa njo so upaswa lalulokhu ngeyichwanga ukuya le mali yakhe i-spend investis money khonaphana ngapi kusoka efuna inzuzo that 1% eyabe ithola kwampala isinot for isem yabona thina kodwa siyabe sigide sithi ya ngamasapota nazezezeva phize ngisemshazi zanjo isapota ibhola ngeradio by now anjo ayiyisapota isetown eb f anje ngiyisapota ngisezezeva ngeradio but iyathanda kwankani ukusapota ibhola ngaleyo ndlela but kwani umntu wabe kwanga uchonga uchonga kakekele khonkyana labantu bona abana abayiwa ibhodi yezifa ayibekeli ukuthi isebenzise imali ayisebenzise i-experience ukuthi umuntu one-experience yesoka mbani njalo ayikhomiseni ingasebenzisa imali imali asuziyekuthenga ilutho ongalazi ukuthi kuyini okuzakusebenzela kumele uthenge ngemali yakho ukwazi ukuthi ngithenge inkukhu izambekelela
yikho
phela anti yabona ngisolo ngayo uchiyangwa ubuya lapha luzoinvesti imali yakhe liqanda elizobekelwa ngaphansi kwenkukhu yezifa nje iyakwazi ukuthi uzazuza ikusiyani kusasa yabona into esiyifunayo ukuthi isoka iye phambili lwani upaswa kahambe phambili la ngebesikwathi sezimbabwe esikhotha lapho khona siyobuya la nge-zero kumbe sibuya le-one kumbe sibuya le-two siyabe sithabile ngakho konkana because uvele wakubuyisa uvele wathi wayiphakamisa before uchiyango uchiyango afike ukuthi nana asakufuni ngokuthi nana wena wenze isizolo uchiyango ufike upaswa wenze kuhle sesithi upaswa awenzanga kuhle ovele nguye ogudula indlu ngodaka mbani
hayi susiqedile Ncube ye uyijaye mnandi kakhulu sibili
angiqedanga but anto yabona yikho khonoko esikutsho ukuthi nana abayekele upaswayo phambili soka abeshiyane lechangwa le mali yakhe i-government yezimbabwe kumele iphampe imali esikhwameni sayo inike izifa iyenze irane i-board yani isoka hayi khona uchiyangwa vela simfunde imali yakhe uzifa
Radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. Tanyara, Ezra, Jesus Banda, please do stay on the line. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.